Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. Along with me, my co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Welcome to spring, and we've had crazy, crazy weather and continuing to have crazy weather in the next couple of weeks. We've had a lot of storms, and then, you know, the plants are all blooming now because it's spring flowers, and then it's supposedly getting up to, like, 90 degrees in a couple of days, and then it's going to go down to freezing.
Yikes. Well, there goes all the flowers.
Maybe. So we don't know.
Cover them up.
But just the weather is just goofy.
Yeah, it is. It certainly
and
is.
And scary at times with some of these tornadoes and stuff like that.
Yeah, where you live, it's awful. You get those all the time.
And, well, you know, they had an ice storm up in Michigan that closed the Mackinac Bridge. And they hadn't, that hasn't happened in a long time. And
crazy.
They looked like it was some kind of movie where this ice was all like an ice tunnel somewhere in Kalamazoo or wherever.
Yeah, that's wild.
So anyway, weather's crazy. That's cool. The government's crazy. this Doge thing, tariffs, and every other thing that's going on, you know, I guess I'm just trying to figure out. I just know that most people that did the voting, I think they were not necessarily voting for Trump. They were voting against Biden and also for Kamala. Just didn't seem like she had it together.
Yeah.
And so people went ahead and said, okay, Trump sounds like he's got it together. And we got to do something because we're not doing anything. Right now. And if you look back on the Biden administration, I don't care how you cover it or how you smell it with the Democratic thing.
Yeah.
He was out of it. And
yeah,
that's bad.
I agree.
It's bad that people covered up that, and it's bad that it was handled the way it was handled by everybody involved. And we don't want to go through that in this country again. We went through it with Reagan a little bit because after he got shot, there was a kind of a cover-up. He was much worse off than we thought. And Nancy covered up a lot.
Wow.
And we know that now, later. She was kind of running the government there for a little while. And, you know, it's always the chief of staff and those others that are actually running things.
Yeah, true.
You know, and then the CEO is, in that case, they'd glue him together enough to wave out the window and be seen in his pajamas, but he was really not doing well. And same way with Biden. I think he had his good days and bad days, and he probably shouldn't have been where he was. He should have stepped down.
Yeah.
He should have given it to her. We've said that before.
Yeah.
And
she'd
have probably won if she had been made president.
Right, so, and that could have been done 6 months prior to what they,
and
they
should
did.
Have, and should have been done. Biden just, you know, his ego would not allow him, and her ego would not allow that to happen. So now we've got a president that's working on warp speed. That's an executive order flying out every day. You know, they closed the border. Now, that's what the American people wanted.
Yeah.
Majority. Okay, so they closed the border. They wanted something done with all the, you know, this Doge thing. I don't know if they wanted as much as they got, but I think the American people wanted people to go fare out the waste of money and things that are going on. And everybody wants that. Democrats still don't act like they want it. You know, when they're finding these things.
I don't get that.
And I hope everybody's telling the truth and these things are what they seem, you know, they are, because it's just, you know, crazy that there's so much money. A billion dollars is handed kind of casually.
Right, with no record, no receipt.
Money, you know, a lot of money.
I agree.
And so I think this is going to have to get down the road a little bit to see whether or not this is one of the craziest thing that's ever happened in the bad way, or one of the best things that's ever happened in a good way. But as you see this, you know, we almost have gotten into a thing where we think that all pharmaceutical companies are bad. You know, that, I mean, Trump
and others
have made everything black and white. It's actually a psychiatric disorder, black and white thinking, that things are either good or bad. Things are either, you know, every answer is either yes or no. You know, there's no such a thing as maybe. There's no halfway. You're either all on or you're all off. And I don't, you know, government spending, we don't want to be paying for gold-plated toilet paper handles and, you know, and stupid stuff
not.
That we've heard
of
about.
Course
of course we don't. But I don't trust some of these people to tell me that they're doing the right thing when they're cutting $250 million out of Vanderbilt Medical Center and the research division.
Mm-hmm.
When people are there, did they really study that a little bit before they just decided that, all right, we're going to cut John Hopkins, we're going to cut Vanderbilt, we're going to cut all these research hospitals? I just can't believe that's all pork.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
That's probably not. Yeah, there's some administrative stuff in there and everything. But the problem with that is that those are all jobs. Okay, well, those jobs go away.
Mm-hmm.
And they will go away. Now, the same thing at the Weather Service. They were never overly. There are people that send up balloons and all this kind of stuff. They want to get rid of the TSA now.
Yeah, okay, I saw
that's
some talk about that.
A ballooned up agency.
Mm-hmm.
But who are you going to get to do the private stuff? Who are you going to get to do this? You're going to have to go down and get rid of all these TSA people, and then all of a sudden you're going to have enough people that aren't fly-by-night people that are going to come in there and do the security at the airports. People say it's invasive, it's this, it's that. Well, the only thing I'm looking at that gives them a foot to stand on there is that supposedly when they do the test and they bring a bomb type in there
mm-hmm.
to see if they catch it, they never catch it. And if that's true, then they ought to go.
Then what is the point?
True.
Yeah. And I think,
if
you know,
true.
We have talked about this before, but I'm a big believer in the way, and I support 100% cutting the fat. Don't get me wrong at all. But I think there are different ways to go about it. Had there been a little bit more of a kit glove approach, which I will preface with, that is not Elon Musk's way of doing it.
We watched
Twitter, we watched X, we watched his AI company.
Yeah, remember he went there to Twitter, and it's Twitter's. It's never been quite right since he went there and got rid of all those people.
But that was his style, and so we kind of knew that coming in. But I'm of the thought that, well, let's see who's managing these companies. Let's talk to them first and say, hey, we want to across the board see if we can put a 10% reduction in the workforce or whatever. You know, manage your people, get rid of the bad apples yourself, and see where we come out. If that doesn't work, we get rid of some more, right, or whatever. But they didn't have that. He just came in there with a swath. Was it right or wrong? I don't know.
Every department Again, I don't know, you know, it's some smart people. These Doge people, we saw the interviews,
they're very
intelligent people mm-hmm. and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But are they really looking, I mean, where are they deciding that all of a sudden they can cut $250 million from the budget of John Hopkins that are federal funds? And again, I understand what Robert Kennedy is doing about making us healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I understand food coloring, and I'm sure we need to do a lot of different things.
Sure.
To make everybody more healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't trust his opinion on infectious diseases and that type of thing. And so, getting rid of the DEI stuff, well, that gives a bad look, I think, if you're going to try to go get rid of everything that's DEI.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they're going to go into the Black History Museum and try to make that right, rewrite that history, they'll burn down the White House before that happens.
Oh, sure.
And so, I mean, this is going, it's all seems a little too far. I don't like the idea, we've talked about it, about the going deep into the cuts
mm-hmm.
at the national park. I want us to expand national parks.
Well,
I don't want us to cut back. It's one of the great things the country does.
What
is
if,
the National Park Service?
What if this, you know, I mean, we've talked about Trump style before, right? It's throw 50 things at the wall and you only want two and you get the two that stick, whatever. What if this whole thing with Doge is the same kind of situation where it's all in, man, we are blowing this up and then back up. Okay, here's what we're going to really do now. And I don't have any evidence that that's what's going on, but I'm just saying.
Well, they are, I mean, they are cutting things. I mean, there's an example
mm-hmm.
in the news, there was like all this several hundred, if not thousand pounds of food was supposed to be going to this food bank
mm-hmm.
In Nashville to do whatever they do with it. I don't know. I presume charity,
yeah,
food distribution.
Feed people, sure, yeah.
And that was canceled. So it's starting, you know, all these things that, you know, there were government assistance on this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
Should the government be doing all these things? I don't know. But it just seems weird that Congress, who we elect to represent us, is just basically doing nothing on all this stuff.
Well, I agree. And so somewhere it's they got to start somewhere and go, okay, we got to hack some. I mean, I was looking at some numbers, and whether or not this is factual or not, I don't know, because I don't know what to believe anymore. But they were talking about, the Doge was talking about the fluctuation of Social Security claims in 2023 or four. They just skyrocketed when they opened the borders up, and they gave all these people a 9-month, 6-month appointment in court and all this stuff. And then they were able to get work, I guess, applications of some sort. It's got a name, like an EI-9 or something. And then they could claim Medicaid or
yeah, that's I mean, that's got to get fixed.
It was
no
like,
doubt about that.
And I
no
just
doubt
thought,
that needs to get
world?
Gone.
Right.
But whether or not you want to decrease the number of people. This is the one thing that I don't understand why they just didn't do.
Yeah.
All right, they go in there and they look around. There's all this crazy stuff going on. And maybe they're doing it, but I haven't heard anybody doing it because it requires a lot of money.
Yeah.
To effectively computerize the federal government with good computers.
Okay.
And not something that's 18, 25, 30 years old,
mm-hmm.
where they've got at the department, with whatever the HHS said, they had computers that were like 50 or 100 more different kind of computers that can't talk to each other. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
So, I mean, that needs to be, you know, and if Social Security is really behind on doing things with computers, I just don't know what to believe. I don't trust the news media anymore because they just seem to lie.
Yeah.
And they're all out there lying in wait for Trump to screw up something.
Oh, yeah.
And you feel it on any story that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sensationalize the rest. And I don't trust them. I don't necessarily trust the Kennedy. And I don't trust, you know, Trump. He magnifies everything by 30.
Yeah.
You know, always, and that's just how he does. That's his sales thing.
Yeah.
And I think we've learned to understand that and look for that.
Yeah, you and I definitely have. We've talked about it before. He does it, you know, he exaggerates to get to a means. That's his whole goal. You know, and this is the best car you're ever going to see in your life. Take a look at it. Look how comfortable. It's the most comfortable car ever made. You know, and it's like, yeah, really, is it? But that is his style. So
is his style. Mm-hmm. And I just don't completely, you know, I know that the rub on him has always been, not just now, but ever.
Mm-hmm.
He is a concept person. He is the big picture guy.
Yeah.
He sees things from high altitude.
Yeah.
He doesn't get involved with who makes the handle on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
He just knows there should be a toilet in there and put good handles on there.
Yeah.
He doesn't get into
the bidding
procedure for toilet handles. And I'm afraid that that's necessary when you start cutting medical research, when you cut people that are scientists in some of these positions. Maybe it's fine. I hope it is fine, but you just can't come back after you do some of these things. Like the Voice of America. I don't know if that's an anachronism anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That people are they actually listening in foreign countries to an English language? Well, it's actually in a Chinese. It's in the language of the country they're in.
Yeah.
But are they actually listening? Are there ratings to this? Has anybody studied that, or are they just cutting it off?
Right.
Because they think they've been saying bad things about Trump. I don't trust the Trump people because of that. And then I don't think we have enough information. And maybe we didn't have the nerve to say Voice of America has outlived its usefulness. I don't know.
Yeah.
But one day we just going along and they cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and if you've got all these people in 48 different languages that are broadcasting, you just can't round those people up again in 10 minutes. And start back. You know, it's just, they make me nervous is, I guess, the big thing.
Yeah, and you've repeated a word I'll say, and I know people listening are noticing it too, and I am too, and I think it is the issue, one single issue with all politicians and all of our elected officials in any capacity, whether it's local or national, and that is trust. I mean, you've said that over and over. Do I trust? I don't trust. I don't trust them. I don't trust.
Yeah.
And you got to have that. I mean, how do they get that back? I mean,
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I was watching the news coverage. I watched the end of a PBS, whatever their nightly news show is called. I watched the end of it. It was on the TV. So I stayed with it. They did a little, two women came on there and were talking, doing their analysis, and one was from some polling agency, one was something else. But they obviously tried to tap it down, but they had a left side agenda.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I see
it
too.
And people's complaint about PBS is it's a left-leaning service, just like almost everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That ABC, you listen to Martha Raddatz do a story, I mean, you woo.
Yeah, you know which side of the fence she's on.
It's no doubt. Yeah. You know, read every sentence. And I don't know. It's just, but I don't trust them, and I don't know who to trust. I don't really trust anybody. I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
And I'm worried about the quality of people that are in journalism school, because mm-hmm. why would you want to get out into stuff like this?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. They're really big on
things like Oliver Stone, you know, testifies mm-hmm. before Congress on the JFK assassination. Really? Do I really want to spend? That's a Doge thing to me.
Right.
I don't think we need to know all. I mean, maybe we. I don't know. I don't know anymore as the answer to a lot of that stuff.
No, and I think that's fair. And I think when you talk about, leaning left or leaning right or whatever leaning direction you lean, you and I, and you more than I am, are involved in the news, you know, media up to your eyeballs, you know, from day to day. And you look at that. And when you and I are sitting here going, who do we believe? Who doesn't lean left? Who doesn't lean right? And I'm telling you, Jimmy, I cannot find anyone. I mean, I have the far, you know, right leaning on Fox. I have the far left leaning on, you know, whatever, CBS, CNN, whatever you want to call it. There is no middle ground as far as the reporting goes anymore. There is no, I'm not going to give you my opinion. I'm just going to give you the facts. Because even the facts they give you, the words they use to describe the facts are leaning one way or the other. Even if they don't say this is my opinion or it's an op-ed piece, it's just, you know, the chaos that was caused by, okay, chaos. Was it chaos or was it just, you know, a group of people standing there protesting? You know, so the choice of words, it's pretty specific and pretty careful, and I don't see anybody in the middle. I don't see anyone. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
I don't think
you do.
Anybody is in the middle. I used to think that's a great place to be in some places, but I've heard Rush Limbaugh years ago talk about, you know, you can't be a middle of the road, or you either got to be one or the other. I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think some of us are left-leaning in our social opinions about some things, and then others are far right mm-hmm. on issues of the military and on capital punishment and on crime and justice and that type of thing.
Sure.
I think everybody has a real hard opinion on most things. And now, you know, there's so much craziness going on in Congress. I mean, what they're trying to do now is trying to, you know, a representative who's a Republican are trying to get where Congress people, like if Congress women are pregnant and home having a baby and mm-hmm. doing all that, that they should be able to proxy vote. That mm-hmm. you just shouldn't have to be at the chamber to be able to vote. I don't think they want to open that can of worms where you start making exceptions. You don't have to be there for this. You don't have to be there for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to be there. That's what the point of the, that's what you should be. And if you're not there, you're out.
Hmm. Yeah.
Come back when you can. You know, that's just all it is to it. Or if you can't come back, they need to elect somebody else.
Yeah. Okay.
But
fair.
I don't believe in this voting at home stuff. No. Because I think that opens up Pandora's box. It'll be very bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then these judges. I'm from a family of judge.
Yeah.
And, I think these district judges have long overstepped their bounds. I mean, I think that they probably should not be able to do nationwide injunctions.
If they want to do one,
okay, do it. And send it immediately to be heard before the three-judge panel somewhere, you know, at the Court of Appeals somewhere
mm-hmm.
in another part of the country or that you pick by random or something. So they can stop all this judge shopping,
right?
Like in San Francisco and the District of Columbia
mm-hmm.
and places where you know you're favorable. And even if you did go to a three-judge panel in the District of Columbia, you're back at the same place again.
Yeah,
because they're mostly
true.
You know, it's just how that's worked out.
Yeah.
But
I like what you said there, the judge shopping, because I've been watching some of that and they're putting it in a certain spot so they know they get the result that they want. And then it locks it down for six more months, you know, and nothing
and
can
be done.
Basically,
it's a judicial coup d'etat.
Yeah. Yeah.
because these three or four liberal judges in three or four districts can just basically stop the presidency of whatever he's ordered.
Right.
They can order him not to. Now, you run into a real constitutional problem because the courts don't have a way to enforce their law.
Yeah.
The president does any number of things to enforce, whether it's legal or not. He does have the power, and that can be dealt with on another day, but the judicial does not.
Interesting.
Now, they have U.S. marshals and court police that can do certain things, but to enforce a big order of the executive branch, that gets tricky, you know, so that needs to be bumped up to the Supreme Court, and then the president doesn't want to start not agreeing with whatever the Supreme Court says, because that sets him up for impeachment.
Yeah, I, you know, when you talk about stuff like that, I can't help but think our forefathers set this country up so that there were all kinds of checks and balances. But it's almost like over the last, you know, several hundred years, we have figured out loopholes in their setup that have caused this massive amount of red tape just to get a, you know, a ranger to the national park. You know, or whatever. It's just a process.
You know, that's why you need the Doge thing to go in there and kind of clean out things.
Mm-hmm.
But I just question how fast they're doing this and if they really know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. And I also would say, adding to that, is this a tactic where they go in headstrong to tear everything apart but only want to tear apart USAID? You know what I mean? Or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you're right. I do not even for one instance disagree with you on that. It is a little, you know, dump the whole container full instead of, you know, keeping some of the parts that do work. So, I don't know what the solution
is.
It's
very confusing, you know, and I don't know. But there's so many things going on. In all points of the compass, you know, whether it's military stuff or whatever we're doing with that.
Yeah.
And I think that the people who are the reporters are completely lost because they don't know which hunting dog to follow.
Yeah, you're right about that.
They don't know what to cover. So they end up, what is, you know, and they're just kind of like, badia, badia, badia. They don't know what they're doing. They've kind of.
Yeah.
They've gone, and I don't think anybody knows. I think what the bottom line is, what if there's a theme, whether we like it or not, is Trump does not like government particularly.
Mm-hmm.
He would rather see things privatized. So that goes back to the argument of why we have government in the first place instead of just having a private army or a private militia or whatever it is. Why do we have government? What was the point back in the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
And should we have, you know, a federal watchdog for education? Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
Is to set national standards? That would be, I think, would be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not to tell them everything about what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Should you have, you know, we need leadership. We do need leadership, particularly in a military. We're there because we don't want 50 governors and their National Guards trying to fight a war.
In a different way.
We
lose. Right, exactly.
So we need one command.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we understand that. You know, the U.S. Department of Transportation, I don't think, you know, if we started today, we'd find out things they do, the highway safety people and that kind of thing that study, that take all the different, but could we have private enterprise do that? Maybe, but it's for what purpose? Because they'd lose money if a private people did highway safety research, most likely. So you need to do it as a loss leader with the government. Government can't be making money on the military. Well, hey, we'll come and bomb your, you know, your that country if you give us some. Everything shouldn't be for a price. That's how Trump thinks. He thinks in money. Okay, we should get paid, you know, for helping these people, or we should get a guarantee on the loan or whatever, because that's how he thinks. And maybe we should in some cases.
I think so, but maybe not in all. I mean, I gave a guy today a ride to a tire shop where his car was. He had to drop off his car, and I rolled into work, and he said, hey, he says, is there any way you could take me? It's about a half hour. and on our own time, you know, separately, can you mind taking me over there? I said, no, I don't mind at all. Are you sure it's out of the way? You're gonna miss work time. You're gonna gas money. Blah, 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 you know, and nothing was discussed about any kind of exchange for anything. There was no lunch. There was no gas. There was no mileage. There was nothing. It was, here's the ride. Hop out. No worries at all. I'm going back to work now. And that was the end of the story. So yeah, not everything, yeah,
everything
has
doesn't,
to be.
But you know, going his method of going to war economically with the entire world just seems crazy to me. I mean, to have everybody on your butt, we need to fix these things. But I would think strategically, going all after them at the same time, maybe that's how you should do it. I don't know. I guess we're going to find out.
I don't either.
We're going to find out. You know, I mean, and these people are screwing us over with all their tariffs on us.
No question.
Then we should screw them over back. But you can't do this in a day. It's going to be it's going to be adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I heard a textile guy that sells cotton, and they make cotton sheets and do all that. They're just excited about it. I think it's going to really bring the textile industry back to the United States, it's completely left.
Which I think is the ultimate goal. I really
it is,
do.
But you can't do it all in one day because you can't build these factories back that quick.
Well, it certainly,
you know,
didn't.
You had to have some strategic plan. Okay, you're gonna wipe. You know, maybe you need to do it all at one step, like they're doing, but it's going to be some pain. And Trump said that.
No doubt about it.
I don't doubt it.
There's
I
no
mean,
doubt
it's
about
going
it.
To be some pain.
But you're
and
right.
Then maybe in 3 or 4 months, it'll all look good. I'm hoping that's what happens.
You are right,
I'm really
Jimmy.
Hoping that's what happens.
And the one thing that just I look at constantly is it didn't get this way overnight. It clearly has happened over years and years and years of, you know, government spending that was out of control and agencies that didn't need to exist that do, and, you know, money that was sent here that shouldn't have been. And I mean, it's years of this snowball rolling into this giant size machine.
Big.
And it doesn't just fix overnight. You cannot just take one whack at it and then go, okay, we cut it in half, we should be good to go. You know, I mean, there's a lot of casualties in that group. So I hear exactly what you're saying, and I don't think it can be fixed overnight. The problem we have is every 4 years it gets thrown back into the hopper.
And well, that's another thing too. Are we going to get to 4 years from now,
mm-hmm.
and then the governor of Pennsylvania is made president,
right?
Because he's
right.
a real possible, or the governor of Kentucky,
right.
is made president. That's a real possibility
right.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know that J.D. Vance is going to be strong enough. They're going to probably feel like they've got to go with him, and I'm not sure that's going to be smart. But we'll see. All that's going to tell.
Yeah.
But are they going to go in there on the first day,
reverse,
have all these executive orders to erase everything that Trump has done? So the weenies in Congress have got to step up and make laws that you can't change all this, you know, that whatever the subject is, they need to pass a law that says, okay, this is how it's going to be.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That way you just can't executive order, you know, everything
yeah,
out.
Yeah, something there is awry. I agree with that. And I think of that on an international level, too, where it's like, what's happening across, you know, the entire world? Well, we have one administration that's saying one thing, and then when we change administration, all bets are off. And now all of a sudden we go the other direction. And, you know, foreign leaders are probably going, God, this is impossible to work with these guys. They go one way, 1 year this, then next year that, you know. And so, yeah, some of those checks and balances need to be addressed. You're
well, the
right.
whole thing about Greenland,
that's
I don't
an interesting
doubt
one.
That
yeah.
the country needs Greenland. I bet we do.
Yeah.
Because of all the Chinese-Russian activities that are going on at the North Pole,
mm-hmm.
the water up there is becoming navigable.
Yeah.
And not frozen all the time.
That's right.
And so we've already got a base up there that's doing some things, but we might need the whole thing. I don't know why we need the whole thing. Maybe we could need half the thing.
Yeah.
You know, take the part around our base if we need more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want China and Russia coming in to make ports in Greenland
mm-hmm.
to be that close to us, too close. And we've already got Canada. We can't seem to solve the problem of Cuba. After all these years,
right?
We can't seem to solve that thing.
Unbelievable.
It's a nest of mess,
mm-hmm.
you know, with people from Venezuela and folks like that are doing bad things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It took years and years to get that way, and you know, and it's never been solved overnight. None of
the
these
Ukrainian
things.
Mess is, you know, it's they're still over there doing what they do, and at some point, okay, mm-hmm. and then you know, the people that just are trying to take Trump down, they want to do it on anything. They don't care. So that's why they went after this text thing that mm-hmm. they were so excited about for a week. I think that story had 1 week shelf life.
Right, it died completely.
The people made a mistake. It was stupid, amateur mistake,
yeah.
and luckily it didn't get anybody killed. End of story.
But Jimmy, when's the last...
You shouldn't fire everybody because of that. I'd put them in timeout, maybe, or
right,
something.
Right.
You know, it's not a firing of... I mean, they were talking among themselves within the federal... Now, how that guy got on there...
I don't know.
That is still kind of weird. We're not hearing the whole truth about that.
Right, right.
Some staffer shouldn't have been talking to him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you doing talking to this guy who's, you know, is really an anti-person within... the media. Why are you even talking to him?
Yeah,
at all?
It doesn't make any sense.
Why
at
do you
all?
Have his number? Just you know.
Right. But when's the last time you actually heard a story that, when it came to the government, whether it was when Biden was still in there or even Trump now, when was the last time you heard a good story about what we're doing? I mean, I know that good doesn't...
I never hear anything good.
I don't either.
It's all negative that comes out of the national media. I mean, I guess it, you know, if everything with Biden was wonderful. Whatever they were doing was wonderful.
I guess.
And everything with Trump, if it's got Trump on it or got the name Elon Musk on it, it's got to be terrible. The other night we had that launch, the SpaceX thing, the polar orbit.
Yeah.
I stayed up. I watched it. Man, that was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have come so far with SpaceX.
Yeah.
And I don't know what NASA's been doing except spending money.
I don't
think
anybody
see any
does.
Evidence
yeah.
of what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, he seems to have, they have their crap together, that's for sure.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, they're definitely smart. And when I hear people say, oh, that you know, what an idiot or whatever, I just think, really?
You're an idiot for calling him an idiot.
Right, I mean, without...
There's nothing idiot about him.
Mm-mm.
You may not like what he does. You may not like how he conducts
business. But he certainly isn't stupid.
But look at SpaceX of what they've done with Starlink and what they're doing with the men in space and all that stuff. It's amazing. It's very impressive. And I don't know. I mean, it's just, we're so cantankerous. You know, if our side is not playing, mm-hmm. then we hate everything that's coming out. We're going to look at what's happened with Democratic control of California and Los Angeles.
Right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing has been done to Pacific Palisades.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I saw something the other day. The permits that were issued for reconstruction were in the single digits. That's unreal.
It's like there's no leadership. You don't have the brains, and you don't have the willpower there.
Mm-hmm.
And the political base is so sick, you know, with these fake leaders that mm-hmm. aren't leaders, you know, in there.
Yeah. No, you're
and
right.
The governor can't do it all. He might have half a brain, you know, and he's got some of the leadership qualities, I think. But he's got to get through that California legislature, which is a bunch of lunatics.
They're not letting you go anywhere.
Really?
No, you're right. And I think about, you know, you talk
and the
about
commissions that go along too.
Yeah, I think about what you're just saying about the governor. He can't do it all, and that's kind of the way I look at this whole mess we're in right now. And I think it's been a long time coming, sliding this certain direction, and it's not going to fix overnight. So I feel like there's going to be a painful time where we have to get through. I don't know. I mean, it's painful to me right now. I mean, I look at it right now and I think, oh my God, this is grueling. I can't watch.
It's painful to watch, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And this tariff thing, I mean, if people have been screwing us over for this long, why has it gotten to be this long?
Just nobody looking at it?
Why didn't someone try to address at least one or two of the countries or something?
Right. Right.
I mean, why didn't we just, you know,
because
everybody wants to keep peace and wants to not cause any trouble.
I guess.
So we let India do whatever they wanted to do.
I guess.
The European Union do whatever it wants to do.
And I think people were getting greased financially. It's just a mess. And they're not going to blow the whistle if they're getting paid. And
see, this is where I haven't seen much talk about this. Yeah. If Doge is going to do something to make some of us happy,
mm-hmm.
go doge a little bit these members of Congress and see how you can go in there when you don't have a pot to pee in, then all of a sudden you're worth $40 million.
Right.
How does that exactly happen?
Right. On a $120,000 salary in 5 years, you're worth $40 million. You're right.
So investigate a couple of these people, which I don't doubt that they may be doing.
That might be already in process,
That may be, I mean, because it's a pretty obvious thing to want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
That's way out of whack.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Way out of whack.
And needs to be fixed. I mean, definitely does. And we've talked about that.
You know, there's so many things that are out there, you know, and.
Well, maybe if we just put a couple back in the box a little at a time.
Watch this. Here's a prediction.
Yeah.
As we do this recording on April Fool's Day.
Yes. No April Fool, though.
Bill Maher met with President Trump, with the UFC head Dana White and Kid Rock. I guess they had dinner or some kind of gathering at the White House on Monday.
Okay.
Now, Kid Rock's talking a little bit about it, but not much about, you know, how it was.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Maher's not said anything.
Interesting.
Trump's not said anything.
Why?
Well, they may have agreed to hold it and let Bill Maher talk about it on his show.
Okay.
When that comes up on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's what he'll talk about. He's a pretty straight shooter. Maybe he needs a couple of days to think about it, but he better think about this. He better not go on there and say, you know, I like Trump, or even if he likes him a little bit, he'll lose his audience.
Yeah, I mean, he's been that other side of the fence for a long time.
He all those people that support him now won't support him anymore.
I would guess
if he comes out and says he likes Trump.
But I would guess that he has edged closer to the right side of the aisle lately. Doesn't it seem?
Lately, he has.
It really does seem like that.
He's had to defend that position.
Mm-hmm.
But if he does the great sin of saying that he likes Trump.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that.
That's the great sin.
The great sin.
You cannot do.
All right, I'll keep that in mind when I'm
sinning. Like I've said before, I don't like everything Trump does.
Yeah.
But the times I've been with him, the time I was in his office, just me and him, he was a charming person. He was a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very giving person as far as information, help, and things like that. I don't doubt that he is mercurial.
Yeah,
I don't doubt that he shoots from the hip. I don't doubt that he holds grudges. I don't doubt a lot of things that you hear about him. Never thought he was a saint anyway, but I wouldn't hire him for that.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go. I mean, that was said.
You know, I just hope that they're doing the right thing. I know that they want to. I think they really want to.
Mm-hmm.
But whether they're actually doing it, you know, that I was. Here's a headline right here. Unnamed Republicans are rooting for Democratic victory today, hoping to weaken Elon Musk. Now, you know, that's one thing about the Democrats. You got to say they're weaker than a nut right now. But they do vote together and they do stick together.
Yeah, the lockstep.
Thick or thin.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans, they are the gang that can't shoot straight. They do not have a coalition where they do it together. You know, we'll see what happens. See, this is going to be a dated because that Wisconsin Supreme Court thing is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends is going to be elected to Congress, Jimmy Patronis.
Oh, right.
He's at District 1 in Florida.
Good for him.
He runs one of my favorite restaurants in the world, Anderson's, in Panama City. His family does. He's a good man.
Okay.
He's a real good man.
Okay, good.
And
good.
So I don't know what's going to happen in District 6 there. I think it's Republicans going to win that too. But we'll see if Musk is able to get a Republican to win that Supreme Court seat in Minnesota or Wisconsin, where it was Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
So we'll see what's going to go on with that. So,
well, very good, Jimmy. Always enlightening. You know that. We have such a great time talking about this stuff. It's got to be talked about. And if you liked what you heard today, tell a friend. We'd appreciate it. Until next time when we do all of this again on Sweeping the Country, I'm Derek Walker. He is
Jimmy Carter.
Good day.
Good day.